Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February 24, 2009. The Israeli army kidnaps civilians from the West Bank and attacks a local media agency. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli army as it invaded the northern West Bank city of Nablus on Tuesday and searched homes, a local TV station and a school there. Local sources said that at least 30 military vehicles stormed the city and searched homes and local shops. Later, troops took over a building in the city. The building hosts Asia TV station, a local TV station in Nablus. According to the employees of the TV, soldiers forced them to a room and kept them there until they left. They added that soldiers used the studio as a military post during the pre-dawn invasion. Witnesses said that soldiers also attacked the school and searched it, as well as nearby homes, and caused damage. The military left the city early in the morning after kidnapping two civilians. Elsewhere, five Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military during pre-dawn home searches targeting the southern West Bank city of Hebron and nearby villages on Tuesday. Local sources said that Israeli troops attacked and searched homes in Hebron Old City part in the nearby Sa'ir and Idna villages. Witnesses said that Israeli soldiers searched their homes and damaged their belongings during the search. Moreover, two Palestinian teens were kidnapped on Tuesday by Israeli forces that invaded the village of Jayus, located near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. Internally, as both rival Fatah and Hamas officials agree to meet in Egypt for internal dialogue, a Palestinian security source announced that the Palestinian security forces have released 30 Hamas members on Tuesday midday. The 30 were released in several West Bank cities. The sources added that all of them were Hamas members and they were arrested several weeks ago and some of them have served several months. But both Hamas and Fatah accuses each other of holding hundreds of supporters. A call for unity was issued by over 500 personalities from all factions in Palestine. Thank you for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Samir Jaber.